Learning Nefesh HaChaim, we're in Shana Dalet, and we're at the end of Perek Hay, the last two paragraphs, chapter 5. What we were speaking about last time was that even though the main intention when a person learns Torah is in order to know the Torah, and you should know the Torah as well as possible, however, that doesn't mean that there's no room for the fear of heaven when it comes to learning Torah. You know, we should have Yerushalmayim. Yerushalmayim means that you have, firstly, we're scared of sinning, and therefore we're learning Torah properly, that we shouldn't do any mistakes, we should keep the Torah properly. And also, right, also Yerushalmayim means respect for the Torah, respect for Hashem, respect for what He wants, His wishes. So that is all included, and that is essential. And moreover, he explained that it is considered the storehouse of Torah. In other words, as follows: if a person has a lot of produce and he has a storehouse, then he has where to put the produce. But if he doesn't have a storehouse, he's going to leave it in the field and it's going to be trampled on. So the same thing when it comes to a person who has a lot of Torah and he knows a lot of things, but he doesn't have Yerushalmayim. So if he doesn't have Yerushalmayim, he's not going to conduct himself properly. And if he doesn't conduct himself properly, then he's going to mess up his own Torah with his own bad conduct. Could be that he knows a lot, but he doesn't live what he knows. And therefore he ruins his own Torah. So it's the same as if a person has a lot of produce and he leaves it in the field and he gets trampled on by animals, wild animals, or by his farm animals. They trample on the produce and they destroy it. And we also mentioned the point that Hashem, and we know that wisdom really comes from Hashem. A person who's sitting and learning wants wisdom. He wants wisdom from Hashem. Hashem gives wisdom. However, it's the same as a father. A father who wants to give produce to his son, he thinks to himself, where's my son going to keep that produce? So if the son has prepared a storehouse, so then the father can give him produce to put in, right, because he has where to keep it. But if the son has not made up a storehouse, then he can't give it to him. He's got nowhere to keep it. I can't give you something which is just going to be destroyed. So therefore, the storehouse, the Yerushalmayim, is actually what allows a person to receive Torah. And the bigger his storehouse, you know, the bigger his Yerushalmayim, which is the storehouse, the more Torah Hashem can give him, because Hashem is supremely generous, and He's willing to give us without end. He's willing to give us endless amounts of Torah. However, we've got to be able to hold it. So therefore, the bigger a person's storehouse, the more ready he is to receive Torah, and the more Torah he will receive, and the better off he will be. So on that idea, we're just concluding the last two paragraphs. Well, Zeh Omer HaKosav, concerning this idea, the Pasuk says, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The first of wisdom is respect for Hashem, because that's the first, that comes first. First there must be the basic respect, basic fear and awe of Hashem, and then you can start learning. You've got to approach it in the right way. You can't get that later. Like the Zohar explains in its introduction, right? Reb Chiya Posuch, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The first of wisdom is the fear of Hashem. Haikro, hochi miboile. So he asks the question on that verse. He says the verse should say, Soif chochmi yiras Hashem. Right? Surely it should say that the end of wisdom is the yiras Hashem. You know, isn't that the culmination of all wisdom, that you come to fear Hashem, to know Hashem, and then to fear Hashem? If you know Hashem, you know the greatness of Hashem, you come into His presence, so then you would be struck in awe by Hashem. So he's asking a question, what do you mean it's the first of wisdom? How do you start off with Yerushalmayim? Yerushalmayim is a very supremely high level. So surely it should say that the end of wisdom, meaning the goal of all wisdom, is the fear of Hashem. So he answers his own question and he says like this, Ele'ihi reishis la'alo le'goi dago de'chochm so'ilo. However, it's called the first because it's the first step that a person needs to enter in wisdom. In other words, it's our introduction. It has to basic respect for Hashem, a basic fear of Hashem, a basic approach of humility in front of the will of Hashem, that here we're going to do the will of Hashem. So that has to come first. It comes out that there's two yiras. There's a yira which is the ultimate goal, a fear of Hashem which is the ultimate goal, that a person reaches a very, very high level when he's very close to Hashem, and therefore he's totally in awe of Hashem. And that actually, they call that yiras haroimimus. That's the highest level of fear, where one is basically standing in front of Hashem and you just see him, in his magnificence. And therefore you're almost like nothing before him. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest prophet, and he said about himself, I'm like nothing, you know, because he stood in front of Hashem. He's standing in front of Hashem like an ant standing in front of a skyscraper. So wow, where does this thing end? You know, he's only an ant. Even people are tall next to him. Even people look like skyscrapers. But what does a skyscraper look next to an ant? So therefore, that's the Or Vashem, which is the ultimate achievement of wisdom. But then there's the basic fear of Hashem, which is more of a fear of consequence, a fear of punishment. That if I don't do the right things, then I'm going to mess up. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to sin. I'm going to do the wrong thing. I won't get to where I'm supposed to get to. Like a person is trying to find, a destination. He's on the road. He's got his GPS and he's trying to find out where he's supposed to go. The GPS isn't working properly, but he's scared of making mistakes. He's scared of taking a wrong turning, and he'll end up going 50 miles in the wrong direction. So therefore, that's the type of fear that has to, that sort of fear has to be an introduction to Torah, and that's what he answers. So that is what it means when it's the first of wisdom. It's the first step towards wisdom. Harimavua hagam shayirehi mitzvah achas, and also it's been explained that even though mitzvah is only, even though yira, the fear of Hashem, is just one mitzvah. In other words, when it comes to the 613 mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs, one of the 613 is yira. Now, even though all 613 are supremely precious, all the mitzvahs are precious, but still we're making a big fuss out of Yira, even though it's only one of the 613. And moreover, he says like this, Amu Yerushalmi, Shekola mitzvahs Eden Shavus Ledover Echad Min HaTorah. We know that all of the mitzvahs are not worth even one word of Torah. Now, even one word of Torah is worth more than all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now, as a person says one word of Torah, it's like saying 613 mitzvahs, because it's worth more than 613 mitzvahs. So if year is only one of the 613, and a word of Torah is, just one word of Torah is like the entire 613, so then surely year is not such a big thing. It's only one of the mitzvahs. Omnom. Mitzvahs, knias hayira mimenu yisborach. However, it's the mitzvah we need to acquire wisdom. It's the type of mitzvah that is the introduction to wisdom. It's like an essential element. Like you go shopping, you want to buy oranges in the supermarket, so you take a plastic bag. Right? The shopkeeper says, take a plastic bag, fill it up, put as many as you want. But you're not going to start holding 15 oranges in your hand and you go to the counter and you're spilling these oranges all over the place. Take a plastic bag. What's a plastic bag? A plastic bag costs a few pennies. So it's not worth very much, but it holds the oranges together. So you're not, you know, the plastic bags are not important, but it's what makes it possible. The same thing, the Yira is what makes learning of Torah possible, and that's what makes it important, even though it's only one of the mitzvahs. And as such, it's extremely important. Right? Rabbi Himo, it's very, very important. Mitzad Shehimu Chrachas Li'ika Kiyum Meshima Torah Kedusha, because it is absolutely essential for establishing Torah, for hanging on to the Torah, and for guarding the Torah, that the Torah that you learn shouldn't be lost. The same thing as the guy who's buying the oranges. He doesn't have a plastic bag, he's going to drop his oranges all over the place. And without the fear of Hashem, so then his Torah will become disgusting in the eyes of people. So that's referring to a Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a person who has learned a lot of Torah, but he doesn't conduct himself properly. He's got ugly attributes, and he speaks, he's got ugly attributes, and he's rude to people, and he acts in a very unpleasant way. So when people say, oh, they say, that's a Torah scholar, you know, if that's a Torah scholar, then I, you know, it's a good thing I never learned Torah. People will actually hate him, right? Because they see his very ugly behavior, and sometimes he allows himself ugly behavior because he thinks he's so superior to everyone else because he knows what they don't know. But on the contrary, that creates a tremendous chilul Hashem when a person is a Torah scholar and doesn't conduct himself pleasantly with other people. So therefore, that's hugely destructive. It's more destructive than if he wasn't a Torah scholar. Torah scholar who acts in a very ugly way, so therefore his Torah is disgusting. So in order to act in a proper way, an appropriate way, he would need Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is what helps him to act properly, to have a proper pleasantness and a proper conduct. Therefore, this respect and this sense of awe and honor and respect for the Torah must precede the learning of the Torah. Okay, with that we finish chapter 5. Perigvav, Lezois HaEmes, the truth is, Shezu Yadech HaMitzi, this is the true path. Hashem Bezeh Bocha Hu Yisboshma, this is the path Hashem has chosen. That any time a person prepares himself to learn, A person prepares him, doesn't he? Before he sits and learns, he prepares himself to learn. It's fitting that he should sit for a moment before he starts learning. I'll call upon him zman mu'at, at least a short time, the yiras Hashem, contemplating his fear of Hashem. Tohira, with a purity of thought, betaris alev, with purity of heart, purity of intention. Right? He's learning Torah with the right intentions. He's learning Torah in order to do the will of Hashem, and to please Hashem, and to come close to Hashem, and to fulfill his mitzvahs. Nizvadus al chatosoi, and therefore the ideal is as follows. Before a person sits to learn, he should actually confess his sins. The learning itself is going to bring him very close to Hashem. So therefore, before he goes into the king's quarters, which is learning Torah, is coming close to Hashem, you want to clean up. You have a meeting with the king. You clean up, you dress nicely, you put on proper clothes, etc. You prepare yourself for the meeting. Maybe you're even going to prepare what you're going to say to the king. So the same thing, you're coming to learn Torah is basically coming into contact with Hashem, which is what Torah includes. So therefore, he cleans up before him. So how does he clean up? Spiritually, how do you clean up? You do tshuva on your sins. You have certain sins. So you confess your sins, confess your mistakes. Yisvadus al chatosu, to confess his sins, umkad liba, from the depth of his heart. Gadeisha tehetu rosa kadeisha tehetu, so that when he comes in to learn Torah, his Torah should be holy and pure. Right? He's going into the presence of Hashem. He's not going in like the rubbishman is. The cleaners are coming in to clean the palace. You know, so the cleaners just put on overalls, dirty overalls. They come to sweep the floors of the palace, but that's not in the presence of the king. That's like in the middle of the night. That's when the cleaners come in to clean up the palace. But we're coming into the presence of the king, so we have to come in properly. And he should have an intention. There's a second idea. He should have intention that he should cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his learning the Torah. Right? And through learning the Torah, he's going to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clinging to the Torah, he's clinging to Hashem. To cleave with all of his strength, all of his intention to the word of Hashem, which is Halacha. It's as follows. You want to come close to Hashem. So if you want to come close to Hashem, you want to do his will. Right? If you love someone, if you have an attention, affection for someone, you try to please that person. How do you please him? By doing what he wants. Right? Kvoida shel adam, ratzono shel adam zehu kvoida. What a person desires is his honor. When you fulfill someone else's desire, that's the way you honor him. You do what he wants you to do. So therefore, the desire of Hashem is the Torah. The Torah is Hashem's desire. What he wants us to do, the way he wants us to act, is the Torah. The Torah is the desire of Hashem. So therefore, doing the desire of Hashem is pleasing Hashem and coming close to Hashem, because you're honoring him and you're coming close to him by trying to fulfill his desire. Tell me what you want and I'll do it for you. So therefore, in learning Torah, we should have intention that our learning is actually attaching us to Hashem. And that is through attaching ourselves to the word of Hashem, which is the wish of Hashem, which is halacha. The halacha is the instructions for how we're supposed to live our lives, is the wish of Hashem. And with this, he's literally clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Literally, because it's really the will of Hashem, which is Hashem. The will of a person is the person. We said this idea before, that what a person wants is really what defines him. You are what you want. So Hashem also, Hashem is what Hashem wants. To know Hashem is to know what he wants, and to come close to Hashem, to have a connection with Hashem, is to do what he wants, and to know what he wants. Because Hashem and his desire are one. What Hashem wants and his desire is one. Like it says in the Zohar, because all of the laws of the Torah, of the Holy Torah, is the desire of Hashem. For so Hashem has decreed that this is the law. Now, this is what he wants us to do. And he tells us, kosher or posel, we want to do a certain action. So he says that action is fitting or it's unfitting. Or you want to eat a certain food, that food is kosher. It's fitting to eat, or it's possible, it's unfit to eat. You shouldn't be eating that. Tomei or tor, it's clean or it's contaminated. Osumuta, forbidden or permitted. Chai v'zoka, such an action you'd be liable for such an action, or you would have the right to do such an action. So therefore, that basically covers every area of our life. Every area of our life, anything we do, anything we say, anything that we try to acquire, would have to fall in the boundaries of Torah. Is this something permitted? or is it something forbidden? Is it something Hashem wants, or is it something that He doesn't want? And that is the clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam im hu osuk b'divei Agadah, and even a person learning the stories of the Torah. You see, the stories of the Torah also teaches us the wishes of Hashem. Because we see, you know, you read a story, and in the story there's a hero and there's a villain. So the hero is the one that Hashem wants. So He wants us to pattern ourselves on the hero. You see how the hero talks, you see how the hero conducts himself, you see how the hero lives his life, you see the attitude of the hero. So therefore, Agada is also the wishes of Hashem. It's also in the Agada, even if you're learning stories of the Torah, it's also here also, you can be learning the will of Hashem. Even though it doesn't make a difference in terms of any specific law, Gam Kein Hu Dovik B'Dibur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He's also clinging to the word of Hashem. Because the entire Torah, in terms of its generalities, in terms of its details, in terms of its fine points, even what a junior student, even when a very young student would ask his rabbi, not even a beginner, the type of question that a beginner would ask, it's all what came from the mouth of Hashem. The Torah came from the mouth of Hashem, is what Hashem wants. So it's all of it, even the simplest questions are all from the mouth of Hashem, which were given to Moshe B'Sinai. Moshe Amar Azal, Suif Perik Beis, the Megillah, like our sages said in the Gemara Megillah, and the Gemara Brochus, and the Midrash in Koheles, over there, and also the Yishalmi, over Yikarab, another Midrash, if you look over there. And B'Shmois Rabba also, it says there, so therefore all of this is called, all the Torah is what came from, every single word of the Torah, every single idea of the Torah, all comes from Hashem. Right? Even maybe sometimes we think something we think of ourselves, but we're thinking an idea that was already in the Torah. Right? Even though we didn't see it inside, we didn't hear it in a class, we didn't hear it from someone else, but we were mechaber, we understood the desire of Hashem, and we came across the desire of Hashem by ourselves, but we've actually stumbled over what Hashem wants from us. So therefore, it's all Torah, it's all considered the command of Hashem. Anything that Hashem would want us to do is the command of Hashem, is the word of Hashem. As it says in the Midrash, B'shash, Nigla Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Sinai Lita in Torah Yisrael, at the time that Hashem revealed Himself at Mount Sinai to give the Torah to Israel, Omer LaMoshe Ala Seder Mikra Mishnah Halacha Zagodi. He told Moshe the whole thing. He went through everything. He went through Chumash, he went through Mishnayos, he went through the laws, he went through all the stories, everything. Everything was given to Moshe. Shenema Midabe Elokim Eskol Hadvarim Eile. It's a verse in the Torah that says Hashem said over all of these words, the entire Torah, all the sections of the Torah, all were given from Hashem to Moshe and to the Jewish people. Afilu Mashe Talmid Shoel Rav, even when a beginner would ask his teacher, Adkan. That's what the Midrash brings. That's all from Hashem. So therefore, it doesn't matter what we're learning. It doesn't matter what we learn. It doesn't matter what Torah we're learning. It's all from Hashem. And moreover, another idea. At the same time, at the same moment that a person is involved in Torah here in this world, called Teva Shomitzi Mipiv, every single word that he utters, the same as he says a word of Torah, as you read something from a book, you say a word of Torah, the words that come from your mouth at the same time come from the mouth of Hashem. The words that we say when we learn are coming from the mouth of Hashem. That's how close we are. That's how attached we are. We actually say, we're sort of speaking Hashem. Hashem is speaking with us. He speaks with us. We speak and He speaks with us. But Oisa'is Mamish at the exact same moment. Ashken Chan B'Peh Kam, the Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin, tells the story of the Pigleigish B'Giva concerning the story of the concubine in Giva. There was a man who had a concubine. A concubine is not a wife. It's like a wife, but it's a little bit, it's like a lower status. And anyway, he got very upset with her and he threw her out of the house. He got cross with her and he threw her out of the house. And there was a terrible story. She was raped, she was mistreated. But the question is, why did he get cross with her? Why did he throw out the house? And that the verse tells us, the verse there about that story tells us that tis now love bilaksha, that she acted waywardly towards him. She strayed. So the question is, what does it mean that she strayed? And on this, there were two rabbis who learnt from these verses. They analyzed these verses and they worked out what she strayed from. There's a machloikas, a dispute between Rabbi Yossa and Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossa omer zvuv matzaloi. What does it mean she strayed? That he found a fly in his soup. He found a fly in the food. Right? And Rav Yehuda Amar Nima. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it wasn't a fly, it was a hare. There was a hare in his soup, and that's why he got so cross with her. So the Gemara goes on to tell us, Ashkechan, one of the rabbis, Rav Elezer, found Eliyahu, he came across Eliyahu and Novi. Amalei, Micah Ovid Kutchebruch. He saw Eliyahu and Novi, he had a revelation of Eliyahu and Novi. You know, big tzaddikim have the merits on occasion to see Eliyahu and Novi. So this rabbi saw Eliyahu and Novi, so he asked him, he wanted to ask a question. He asked him, Amalei Micah Ovi Kutchebrichu. So he said to Eliyahu and Novi, what's Hashem doing at the moment? Yeah. He wants to know. He meet Eliyahu and Novi. Yeah, Eliyahu and Novi's got inside information. He says, oh, what's Hashem doing at the moment? Amalei, so Eliyahu told him, Asik Bilegish Begiva. He's involved with this discussion, exactly what happened by Bilegish Begiva. He's learning the verses that deal with the concubine. The story of the concubine in the place called Giva. Well, Micah Omar, and what's he saying? What is Hashem saying as he's learning it? What he's saying is as follows, says Eliyahu, Ev Yosef beni kachu oimeh. He's saying that Ev Yosef, my son, is explaining the story like this, and Yonason beni, and Yonason, my son, he's explaining the story like this. Hashem actually was repeating the whole discussion between these two rabbis. Hashem himself was repeating it. And that's what the Gemara brings, that Eliyahu and Novi told this rabbi, which is to say that since these two rabbis were involved in this topic of the concubine in Giva, at that same moment, he was repeating their words literally. Now, step two, if Hashem is talking what we are talking, so we know that the word of Hashem is one with Hashem. Hashem is His word. Right, the word of Hashem is Hashem. Right, Hashem and His word is one. As it says in the Torah, Mufoish B'Torah, Kadosh B'Mishnah Torah. It says in the Torah, Avas Hashem Lokecho. We have a mitzvah to love Hashem our God. U'Pershur Chrezal. Now sages say that verse is referring to the Kayal Esek HaTorah. To love Hashem your God means to be involved in Torah. Because in involved with Torah, you're involved with Hashem. So therefore, when you're learning Torah, you're involved with Hashem, you're having a relationship with Hashem. As you're learning, it's a relationship with Hashem, and you're showing love to Hashem by going over His words of His Torah and learning His Torah. Right? And the Sefer, the Quran, and the end of that verse, which speaks about loving Hashem, it says in that verse, "Ladav kaboy," and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachen, Amar David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, that's why David HaMelech said in Tehillim, "Tov li Torah picha," better is the Torah of your mouth than the thousands of thousands and millions of gold and silver. But he speaks about the Torah of Hashem's mouth, because it is the Torah of Hashem's mouth. The Torah we learn is the Torah of Hashem's mouth. Tovli Torah Spicha. The Torah we learn is called the Torah of Hashem's mouth. It comes mamish from the mouth of Hashem. Ki libi sameh b'amoli b'Torah HaKadosha b'roi v'oiz. Because I rejoice, right? My heart rejoices when I toil in the Holy Torah with much energy. Right? The more energy we put into learning Torah, the more power we put into Torah, the more we invest into our learning, the more pleasure it gives us. And Rav Weintraub makes the observation here. You see, normally when a person does a job, he's got a job to do. So the job, he's not so happy about the job, but he does the job because he gets a wage at the end of the day or the end of the week. So he's not really doing it because of the work, he's doing it because of the reward. That's a normal job. But here, the wonder of Torah is that not only is there an amazing reward, but you can actually, if you get into Torah properly, then the work itself is pleasurable. It's not the type of work that's, you know, just get it over and done with so that I can get my check at the end of the month. No, the work itself is pleasurable because you're involving, you're engaging with Hashem. You're getting to do basically the highest type of activity, coming closest that you can possibly come to Hashem through. It's not always so easy, but if you're doing it properly, so engaging with Hashem with the highest level possible, that's what learning Torah is. And therefore it's a pleasurable activity. It's not just that there'll be a reward at the end. The actual activity is something that's pleasurable. So that's what David HaMelech says, Tovli Torah Spicha. Better is the Torah of your mouth. It's a better type of occupation than the highest reward. Because it's not just the reward, the occupation itself is unbelievable. And that's what he said, because my heart rejoices when I toil in this Holy Torah. When I focus on the fact that I'm involved in the Torah of your mouth, I'm actually engaging with you, Hashem. She called Teva Mamish Torah, that every single word of the Torah, Shani Oisig Bo Keis, which I'm involved in at this moment, I call Yotzo, is all coming. It's all come from you, Hashem, and right now it's coming from you. Right now you're actually tuning into Hashem. You're actually thinking His thoughts. You're trying to think His ways. You're trying to align yourself with what He wants from you. And therefore, kol ha-Torah could tushos ha-shava bli shum chiluk v'shinoi klal chas v'sholom. And therefore, all Torah, doesn't matter what you're learning, could be learning the simplest things, could be you're learning something in English, but it's Torah, Torah ideas. Doesn't matter what you're learning, could be something very, very basic, or something that's very, very involved and very technical. All Torah, all of the Holy Torah is all equal. It's all from the mouth of Hashem. It's all connecting with Hashem. What does it matter what Hashem says? It's Hashem Himself. So therefore, all Torah, has in terms of its holiness, is equal. Without any distinction, any change from one thing to the other. Because it's all the word of His mouth, literally. And if one letter is missing from a Sefer Torah, so it doesn't matter where that one letter is missing. So for instance, if it says missing Miposuk Aluf Timna, it says the chief of Timna. So this is talking about a Goyisha, it's talking about the Goyim who lived in the days of the Avos, in the days of Yaakov Avinu. So it says there, it speaks about the chief of Timna, one of the chiefs there, and one, let's say one of those letters is missing. Hinif Selis, that's going to spoil the entire Torah. Just like if one letter was missing from the Ten Commands, or Miposuk Shema Yisrael, if a single word was missing from Shema Yisrael, Moshe Kosev Gama Rambam, like Rambam writes. So therefore, it's just as possible. It's just as unfit. Whether it doesn't matter. It's all the same. So it doesn't matter what the verse is dealing with. Even the verse is dealing with the most mundane issues. Therefore, it's all has the holiness of the Torah. This all comes from the Shem. Humitana the Be'eliyahu, and this is a teaching we have from the teachings of Be'eliyahu. There's a teaching at the notes that he brings. That if a person, let's say a person, the only thing that he knows how to do is to read Chumash. Let's say he knows nothing else but to read Chumash. And let's say the only thing he does, all day he sits in shul and he reads one verse. And the verse is, and the sister of Loitan was Timna. Loitan was some Goyisha chieftain, some Goyisha chief of some tribe. And he reads the verse. There's a verse in the Torah that says that the sister of Loitan was Timna. And that's three words. Let's say he just reads those three words over and over the entire day. He has the full merit of learning Torah as if he was learning the most complicated sections of the Torah. Maybe qualitatively it could be, it's different, it has a different effect, but it's still engaging in Torah, and as we said, that is the highest level. Engaging in Torah is engaging with Hashem and coming very, very close to Hashem. So this is just the importance, a little bit about the school of learning Torah. We don't actually appreciate it properly, we don't really understand properly, but it's really the connecting with Torah, saying words of Torah, and thinking about the words of Torah, and trying to understand the words of Torah, is the highest possible activity that we can possibly ever do. We should all be zeichet to learn Torah, please God.